Good morning, Steeler Nation. This is Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com. This morning, we're going to have a special treat for you. This is a postseason interview. This man can tell you what the weather is going to bring without actually going to school, unless for some reason you went to school. Welcome, Arthur Motes, linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. How are you, Arthur?
I'm doing well, man. I appreciate you having me on.
No, for sure. No problem. I really enjoy having you on. I enjoyed having you on as the Steelers acquired you from the Buffalo Bills. And you've been keeping kind of busy yourself, relatively busy, in fact, with a weather broadcasting day on KDKA. So it was Weather Person's Day. How did that happen? I mean, did they just call you, or what was
it? Well, it was one of those things, the media department of the Steelers, with the Steelers, they had let me know that it was National Weather Person Day, and they wanted to know if I had any interest in, you know, being a guest weatherman. And initially, you know, I had never been a weatherman, never even done anything remotely close to it, but I figured it would be fun. So I was like, you know, I'll definitely do it. And to be able to go out to the station and talk with the actual weatherman, and just, you know, get a brief summary of how they do their job and everything that goes into it. I mean, I felt like it was a lot of fun. And I could definitely, you know, see myself doing that type of stuff again.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, the camera seems to love you. You're very animated. I actually had a chance to watch it. It's just a great experience. I mean, even me doing what I do, I'd love an opportunity just to do it, just to kind of, you know, go through all those motions, talk to the guys and gals, and find out what it takes to do the weather. So I'm sure it was an awesome experience. Now, would you do it again?
Yeah, I definitely would. I would definitely, you know, do it. But I, as I was telling my wife, you know, it's different when, you know, when I'm going in there and the guy's already done the research on the weather and I'm just presenting it. That's the easy part. Mm-hmm. You know, doing the research of it and having to get the predictions right is the difficult aspect of it.
Absolutely. You know, everybody says you can predict the weather, but you know what happens? You could be wrong. You could be wrong.
It's very difficult, man.
Yeah, I know. I bet it is. I mean, you have to physically stand there and put your hands in certain positions and say, okay, this is, you know, reminds me of Kelly Bundy. This is a new Elantra, you know, and just kind of doing something you've never done before. So great experience for you. And like I said, the camera seems to like you enough to where I can honestly see you doing that again at some point.
Well, I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure. You're welcome. And so, Arthur, with the upcoming decisions to be made regarding the cap situation there in Pittsburgh, and you being a UFA, unrestricted free agent, based on what I've seen, of course, Steeler Nation would probably agree with me in this capacity, that you had a knack for picking up fumbles. You recovered those along with other various types of pressure throughout this past season, which obviously makes you one of the more sought-after players heading into free agency in this upcoming season. What chances do you believe exist that you will be staying with Pittsburgh?
Hey, you know, I'm not going to put a number on it. It's one of those things that I feel like is mutual interest, but at the end of the day, it is a business. And ultimately, I feel like if we can come to an agreement, then I would love to stay. But like I said, I understand the business aspect of it. So I feel like everything will happen when it's supposed to happen. And if it's meant for me to be here, I'll be here.
You know, you had probably surprised a lot of people. I was waiting for some type of breakout play. I mean, it was against Cincinnati. Steelers were trailing the Bengals. It was 21-10, very early in the fourth quarter. You came up with one of the most dynamic pickups of the season. Clearly, Andy Dalton had botched a handoff, and you just kind of read that perfectly. How did that play develop for you?
Man, you know, it was one of those things. Pre-snap, we were actually in the midst of making a check, and I honestly don't even feel that we got the check clearly made, but just, you know, being able to see the handoff and seeing the ball on the ground, it was one of those, you just, you know, abort what your assignment is, just go get the ball. And, you know, we fought for it and I was able to come out with it. And it was one of those plays that, you know, turned out to be really good for us. But at the same time, I mean, it's been times throughout the season where you take chances and they don't turn out the same way, but ultimately, you know, we got lucky on that time.
I would definitely say so. I mean, as the Steelers were heading into their first playoff run in 2 years, which obviously you were a part of, and as you know, the defensive stands in various games kept the team overall in the game and positioned, you know, the team to win collectively. The majority of games were won with a complete team effort on both sides of the ball. There were some secondary changes. What do you believe those changes meant to the secondary?
Man, I felt like, you know, when we made changes, whether it was through injury or, you know, other reasons, I felt like, you know, all the guys came up big at some part throughout the season. And if you look at the identity of this team and of this defense, that was pretty much our calling card all year. I mean, at every level, we had somebody, a major contributor, go down, and somebody had to step up who necessarily wasn't proven. But, you know, through their play this year, you feel a lot more comfortable with them. And, you know, I just felt like across the board in the secondary, that was shown. I mean, like you said, you think about guys like Bryce McCain. You think about Antoine Blake. Those guys coming up at critical moments throughout the season and making huge plays for us. And I just feel like that helped us out a lot. Even with Will Allen having to step in at safety sometimes, I feel like all of the guys, you know, were able to come up and as Coach Tomlin say, produce above-the-line efforts and ultimately help us be victorious.
Absolutely. You know, Will Allen was one of those guys that, and I had spoken to him in the offseason also, he was on special teams. And so it was clearly his calling card when Troy Polamalu was injured. And obviously untimely, like all injuries are. And Antoine Blake waiting in the wings, you know, covering for Ike Taylor, who injured his arm to a point where it sidelined him for the remainder of the season. Both players seemed to show up collectively in that secondary and played exceptional. However, it was short-lived when the offense and defense needed to stop Baltimore from heading into the AFC Championship game. It just wasn't so. Obviously, Dick LeBeau has departed for Tennessee to assist Ken Whisenhunt. What do you believe Keith Butler will bring to this maybe a hybrid defense as defensive coordinator this upcoming season?
Well, I feel like, you know, a lot of the main qualities that Dick LeBeau had are instilled in Coach Butler. But at the same time, I feel like with Coach Butler being a younger coach, he's going to bring fresher ideas and he's going to have that, like you said, that hybrid mentality because he's a part of the new wave of coordinators coming out. And I feel like ultimately it's going to help us take that next step to becoming dominant again because, I mean, with Coach LeBeau having a dominant defense for so long, that bar set so high, you know, You sometimes you don't want to change necessarily certain aspects of your game because you feel like, you know, this is what's going to have the most success. And I just feel like now with Coach Butler, he's going to be able to, you know, have a different mindset, a different mentality about certain things. It's going to help us out even more.
Absolutely. You know, I can definitely think back to training camp this past season. I had a chance to meet Coach LeBeau as I was exiting the training camp field there in Latrobe. And it's just a very humble guy, very, very intelligent. I did not have a chance to meet Coach Butler, but from what I've read, from what I understand, he's going to pull some type of hybrid system in, perhaps, as a potential, you know, a different look to the offense, something that they haven't seen from the Steelers' defense. Do you believe that the defensive line, obviously you have the draft coming up, which puts a lot of players that have otherwise not known the Steeler way or the Steeler system defensively will be able to execute the potentiality of that hybrid?
I mean, I feel like every player is capable, you know, and it's really going to depend on their work ethic and how much they put into it, and that's going to dictate a lot of their level of success they're going to be able to have, especially if you're a guy coming out of the draft or if you're coming here via free agency. But ultimately, I feel like when you come here as a Steeler, you have to buy into the Steeler way. You have to buy into that hard nose, you know, bring your hard hat, working hard every day type mentality, putting your time into being accountable. And I feel like if the players buy into that, then they'll have all the success in the world, especially here. But if they don't buy into it, then they'll struggle to, you know, pick it up and have to cut.
Right. You know, I couldn't agree more with that. These, you know, any draftee is going to have to come in or free agent with that type of mentality that they can adapt, that they can make the changes necessary to make the hybrid work, if in fact that is the case. Now, defensively in the secondary, you know, Ike Taylor could be seeing his last days in black and gold. What do you believe that the defense, at least in the secondary, will need to change or modify heading into this draft to acquire the players that are needed to help shore up that secondary?
Well, I mean, I feel like that's more from a personnel standpoint above my head. But from what I'm saying, I feel like all of the guys at some point throughout the year made plays that they showed they can play at this level and at a high level. I just feel like across the board, we all need to be more consistent. I know for us at, you know, rushing the pass, we've had games where we were able to get, you know, a lot of pressure consistently, and it took off the pressure on the defensive backs. But then it was times where, you know, the roles were reversed. And I just feel like as long as us as a whole play consistently and at a high level, it'll make all of us play better and all of us to have, you know, better seasons compared to when, you know, each position group takes turns, you know, playing at a high level and the other position group isn't playing at a high level.
Right. And again, everybody being on the same page, same understanding, same passion, same goal. Daniel McCullers, being mm-hmm. the rookie, you had a chance to play next to him. What are your thoughts on his play as he was obviously evolving into this Steeler defense?
Man, I feel like with Dan, you know, he has an amazing ceiling. I feel like, you know, a guy of his size and athletic ability, he can just continue to grow with his knowledge of the game, his knowledge of the system. And ultimately, you can just see the steps that were made from him, seeing him in training camp and OTAs to the last couple of weeks of the season. You can just see his understanding of the NFL, his understanding of the scheme and what we're asking him to do, and just how more productive he was. And I feel like, you know, with him having that first full season under his belt, this offseason coming up is, you know, going to be huge for him as far as his development. You know, OTAs and minicamp, I feel like he's going to take, you know, great leaps and bounds as far as, you know, his understanding of how to be a professional, how to play at a high level every snap.
Right. And you know what, to be honest with you, I've seen the same thing. He was evolving. As far as pass rushing, as far as being able to tag team guys and push them into the pocket, you know, to be honest with you, the best game that he had was unfortunately that loss against Baltimore. He just played at the highest level a rookie can play at. And I have to ask you about Martavis Bryant. I had a chance to meet him also. Mm-hmm. Obviously one of those high energy, tall, efficient targets that was also developing as the season went on. I see him as a serious threat along with Antonio Brown, Marcus Wheaton. I just think that they're going to have the 1-2-3 punch, I guess, if that's a proper metaphor, with these guys. What do you believe is going to happen with Martavis? Do you think he'll see as much playing time as Antonio Brown next season?
Man, I feel like, you know, he's evolving every week. You think about the beginning of the season, this was a guy who wasn't even dressing. And then by the end of the year, he's one of the top rookie receivers in the NFL. And I feel like, you know, just his work ethic. When he wasn't, you know, being able to dress on game days, you see him, you know, carving up our defense during scout team. Like, he was that type of player. And to see him go out there and translate that to the game and just have that type of success, it was really a testament to his work ethic, both mentally and physically. And I feel like going forward, I mean, he can be as great as he wants to be. You know, with the combination of that size and speed and just, you know, sure-handedness, that's what you want. And I feel like he's an amazing complement to AB, and then you also have Marcus Wheaton. I feel like all three of those guys complement each other, and it ultimately made our offense a lot more successful. And then you're able to open up things for Heath, and with Le'Veon running the ball the way he was running this year, it made all of those guys better. So I feel like going forward, as long as we can stay healthy and those guys continue to evolve and get better, the sky's going to be the limit.
Right. I cannot agree more with that statement. Martavis Bryant almost ran me over a couple times while I was on that media day on August 2nd. Very, very tall, lanky guy. Very nice. Very nice to talk to you. I had a chance to also interview Ryan Shazier, coming out of Ohio State, be one of the smartest players. Of course, I mentioned that to him, and he says, really? I didn't know people were saying anything about that. You know, clearly a very humble guy. I really enjoyed talking to him. And he was injured off and on throughout the season, and I think a lot of that had to do with him being sidelined, of course. What have you seen out of Ryan in regards to film time, in regards to reps? How is he able to handle being on those sidelines? I mean, is he antsy? What kind of thoughts do you think are rolling through his head?
Yeah, of course, you know, every player wants to get out there and play. You know, and when you're hurt, that's one of the worst ones because you're physically unable to help your team, even when you know you have that type of talent. But I felt like the thing with Ron was he loved the preparation process. I mean, I can remember, you know, week one, you know, the regular season and how he's trying to get the guys together so we can all watch film. He wants to, you know, make sure we're communicating about certain things that he sees on film and things like that. And just ultimately his understanding of the preparation, because a lot of guys, you know, especially young guys, they just try to live off of their athletic ability. They don't believe in necessarily putting that time in to be a better player from the mental aspect of it, because at this level, physically, everyone is gifted, but the mental side is what will separate you. And just to see that from a young guy, it just shows you that he understands what it's going to take to have success in this league. And by no means is he satisfied or even happy with the type of season that he had because of the injuries and stuff like that. But I feel like that's just going to make him more hungry for this upcoming year, and it's going to make him that much more successful. And then you pair him up with Lawrence, and then you still got Vinny and Spence, who, you know, stepped up big time this year. I feel like, you know, linebacker-wise, we're definitely loaded.
Right. I couldn't agree more. And again, the secondary, you know, you need to add some more younger talent in there. You guys just acquired Alden Darby. He came from San Diego. The guy is solid. I had a chance to interview him a couple of times. Just a great guy heading out to Pittsburgh in March. So that will help with that secondary situation. And then, you know, you have players like James Harrison, you know, who in fact is still working out, and he looks like such a formidable, you know, guy, very humble, very very light spoken. But when he has something to say, he's going to make sure that he says it. Do you believe that James will be back defensively next year?
Man, like I said, I definitely hope he is, because he was one of the guys who came in this year and was a major contributor, both from the on-field side, but also from mental and mentality side. So I feel like, you know, the more guys you can keep that bring that type of level both on and off the field, I feel like it only helps us out and makes us that much better. But ultimately, I mean, it's going to be up to him, and that's, you know, his decision, you know, with him being a little bit older and having his family and stuff like that. But, you know, I definitely feel like if he can still produce at a high level, he should definitely come back.
I could not agree more with that statement. James Harrison... Well, it was kind of interesting because I had seen James Harrison. The Cincinnati Bengals released him. He was waiting on the sidelines, waiting for that call. I truly believe he was waiting for the Steelers to call him. And I had told a constituent of mine, I said, look, I said, what's going to happen is this. Something defensively is going to happen on a catastrophic basis that will make the Steelers contact James Harrison. And that's exactly what happened. So when I seen him suit up, I mean, a huge buzz across Steeler Nation in regards to his personality, his physicality, coming back onto the field, just fantastic, very, very positive things, and definitely attributed to a lot of pressures in various games, including sacks and co-sacks. Offensively, Ben Roethlisberger is heading into a contract year. He's got one more left. The Steelers, from what I understand, I want to get this issue resolved a lot sooner than later. I guess Dan Rooney was on Steeler Nation United. I didn't have a chance to listen to that, unfortunately. But he was on, and from what I understand, they're going to tackle this a lot sooner than later. Ben Roethlisberger has contributed to taking salary hits in order to keep younger players or players that have made distinctive efforts in the offseason, during the regular season, to stay with the team. Do you believe that his contract could be handled a lot sooner than later yourself?
Yeah, honestly, you know, I don't know, but I feel like regardless, you have to keep Seven. Seven is the guy, you know, who runs the ship. He's the captain. And as he goes, the team goes. When you look at the games where he was hot and had, you know, amazing numbers across the board, we played a lot better. You know, in games where he was a little bit off, we all struggle, and I feel like, you know, he's the identity of this team. So going forward, I would love to see that deal get done sooner than later. So that way it's just one less thing to worry about, and then we can focus on, you know, getting this championship this year. So ultimately, I would definitely say we should get it done.
Right. I could not agree more with that statement. And I truly believe the Steelers will end up getting it done, obviously, a lot sooner than later as we head into another training camp season. And so last question for you, Arthur. I'm looking at, you had four sacks. They were assisted. You had those two forced fumbles. Obviously, you are a UFA, unrestricted free agent. Your salary was just under $1 million. Now, looking at the cap space and the cap situation, do you think that a multi-year deal could be headed your way in order to keep you?
I mean, I would definitely hope so. But like I said, at the end of the day, that's gonna be dictated between my agent and you know the Rooney family and Kevin Colbert. But ultimately, I feel like you know both parties want to get it done, and that's the beauty of it. As long as you have two parties that want to get something done, more than likely it's gonna happen. And I just feel like going forward, you know, if we're able to get it done, it'll be great. It'll be, you know, a weight lifted off my chest, and then we can get ready for, you know what I'm saying, this championship run, and that's ultimately what we're here for.
Right. And again, every team out there is looking at the same thing. There was an ESPN poll about the top teams that are going to head into the playoffs to give the Patriots a run for their money, and obviously the Steelers were the only AFC North team listed at the number third position. And I think a lot of it has to do with the potentiality of using that 3-4 or 4-3 hybrid. And so I think that the secondary and a lot of the questions during this draft will be answered with a lot of great options during mini camps as well as training camps. So I believe that the Steelers are on the rise, and for all intents and purposes, I truly believe the Steelers will be heading towards a solid playoff run, obviously being able to get past the likes of Baltimore and so on. So,
yeah, and my thing is this, I look at the season that we had this year. I mean, we had a lot of young guys. We had a lot of injuries. And at the end of the day, we were 11-5. We won the division, hosted a playoff game, and we fell short. But ultimately, I feel like, you know, we have a lot of the main pieces in place. And going forward, we're only going to get better. So I'm definitely excited about it. And honestly, I take us versus anybody.
Right, definitely. You know, I cover the Steelers primarily. I'm an analyst first, fan second, because I want to be optimistic. You know, I want to be hopefully realistic at the same time, meaning that do I see issues with the secondary? Not necessarily. Does speed, do you believe that speed kind of is the Steelers' way in this upcoming draft, or you believe that it's going to be a combination of speed and or innate understanding of the game, or a combination of the two?
I mean, I definitely feel like you have to have a combination. I feel like, you know, we have players who are very fast, but then I feel like we have players who are, you know, very, you know, knowledgeable of the game and understanding the situations and different techniques and stuff like that. But at this level, you have to have a mix of both. You can't be, you know, just 100% on one of them, because then you're going to fall short in the other areas. But ultimately, like I said, I feel like I love the guys that we have, and I'm sure we're going to add players at all the positions that we need. But like I said, man, I don't feel like it has to be a lot of changes going on for us to continue to have success that we're having.
Right. You know, and again, falling short doesn't mean that you're not going to get back up, dust yourself off, and keep moving.
Very true. Very true. In fact, I like the fact, you know, that we've had to taste this defeat right now, because it's going to make us that much more hungry, that much more motivated for next year. And with us having this taste, we already know what it takes to get here. So we don't have to go through that whole, you know, let's try to find this formula again. You know, when you go with the still way of 2 years of not being in the playoffs, that's a big deal. So for us to get back on track this year, I don't see us having another drop off. I see us only getting better.
Absolutely, and again, I concur with you in every single way that I can think of. And then lastly, the fact that Coach LeBeau left Pittsburgh, what do you believe was the underlying reasons why, do you think?
Man, honestly, I really don't know. But at the same time, you know, from my readings, Coach Butler has been a guy that, you know, has garnered interest as far as being a defensive coordinator, as far as getting promotions and things like that. But he loves to steal away, and Coach LeBeau understood that, and their relationship is great. So I feel like necessarily that could potentially have played a role into it, because Coach LeBeau knows that if he never left, then Coach Butler would never leave, but at the same time, he would never get a chance to blossom into a defensive coordinator. So with right. that process, I can see that playing into it, but other than that, I honestly don't know. But either way, I'm sure Coach LeBeau is going to have great success in Tennessee. He can't have more success than us in Pittsburgh, but right. I definitely wish him the best, though.
Right, absolutely. I truly enjoy Coach LeBeau's, you know, his schemes, you know, using different types of looks defensively. But I think the hybrid is going to be a huge difference in regards to applying that pressure, getting those bookends to close in on the quarterback, and in turn, make Blitzburg come alive once again, heading into this 2015-2016 season. So thank you so much, Arthur. I appreciate your time. I'll be watching out for you as well as the rest of Steeler Nation will. And I will be keeping my close eye on what's going on during this upcoming draft. So thanks for your time.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate you. I definitely appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And with that being said, Steeler Nation, this is Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com.